Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My own cement, half the sin, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand new.
Let me look within myself while I'm in my home and hopefully make some changes before this all ends. That is the title of the lesson, as you can see now that I'm in. Let me look within before this ends, because truly we know our biggest competition, our biggest enemy is ourselves. We stand in our own way. The enemy called procrastination. No one truly knows when this will end, if it will end, or how it will end, this pandemic and time of pandemonium and uncertainty, unsureness, lack of money and employment. But if you were ever going to have faith and hope and trust that your children can look in your eyes and have, it would be now. You've been too busy to stop and actually take into consideration where you are, what you've built, and what really matters. And are you taking advantage of the time? There's a word I like, which is called vicissitudes, and it means unexpected changes in life. I'm laughing because it's 2020, which is a reference to vision, and nobody saw this coming. So obviously there isn't a prophet in the house or whatever type of seer. Only our preparedness, faith, and confidence can help us to deal with what's around the corner that we cannot see. It's all about how we respond, react, bounce back, and change. Resiliency is a product of strength. Works hand in hand, as a matter of fact. Let me say it that way. We are resilient people. But we do have a tendency to do the same thing and expect different results, which is insanity. You can take control of your soul and spirit and find the peace within that gives you joy, which cannot be replaced. It's a valuable commodity today. Pray. Meditate. Be resilient. Be hopeful, be loving, be encouraging, be giving, and take full advantage of this time. to look within while you're in. For we don't know how this is going to end. But we do know we can count it on joy. And we do know what prophecy says. Be strong, brothers and sisters. This is Vita. This has been 180 Degree Wednesday on a Thursday. God bless.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new? Woo! Anybody brand new?
I do not look like I used to.